Summer's almost done.
Getting there.
Sure feels like it.
Actually, it's not. Like, we still have a month and a half. We're really only halfway through summer.
September 1st is when summer is. Like, I'm always like, everyone's always like, oh, it's like, no. The fall starts on September 1st. Winter starts on December 1st. Like, so, like summer starts on June 1st. That's how it is.
What are you, a child?
That's just how I make, come on. When I tell you, oh, like, what season is December in? You say December. You don't go like, well, actually, until December, like, 14th or whatever it is. It's still fall. No, it's winter then. August 11th, 2017. When was our anniversary?
I'll check. It's later in the month.
Later in the month. So week maybe or two. Not so
I think two weeks from now.
Is 2 weeks from now we're doing the anniversary show, or is it 1 week from now we're doing the anniversary show?
Let's see.
What are we going to do for that? Because we should do something special.
I feel like we should do something. It is 10
years. But our capacity for specialness is only so high.
Right?
Like, what will we do? Fight each other? Record that.
Great. It could be time for a reckoning.
It could be time to just lay it on for our 10th anniversary. We're going to fight to the death.
Yes.
Winner gets to pick a new guest host. All right. So, yeah, the anniversary is coming up. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, AJ.
Hello.
How's it going?
Remember, like, when you used to actually, like, blog on the site?
Oh, God. That was short-lived.
8/24, 2007. Is that a Thursday or Friday? It's a...
It's like a Thursday, right? So I think we actually can literally do it on
that day. Yeah, it's a Thursday. So we'll record that Thursday.
So how about that? 10 years. Coming up. 10 years.
That's crazy.
That's kind of weird to think about, though. 10 years of this podcast.
Well, look at this. We did that first episode. Well, I guess I should say this, but we did that first episode, and then you did a blog post about the TurboGrafx-16 game Newtopia.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? We were obsessed with it.
It was just Zelda.
Yeah. Because every week we talk about what the virtual console game was.
Yeah, we didn't know what to fill the time with.
Yeah, they had all these segments.
Because we had to do an hour.
That's like the one thing of this show is that we just been like reducing segments more and more as it goes by. It's be like six things we do. That's just like, let's talk for a while. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about the new Hearthstone expansion, Knights of the Frozen Throne. It launched yesterday. We opened our packs. We made some decks. Good times, and we can talk about anything else I've been playing, which is either not much or I can't talk about it right now. So
yep.
It's a big change from 10 years ago. I was just a scrub like you. I had no access to things.
Scrub like me.
How dare you.
I have plenty of access to things.
Sounds like a good show.
Through a proxy of mine.
Scrub like me. Or a tutorial on how to clean a bathroom floor. Big hit with Adjka. Big hit with
Adjka. Oh, why is that so funny? It's so stupid.
It's a good one.
I guess I just wasn't ready for it.
Scrub like I do. Are you scrub like me or are you gonna scrub like me? Okay. So that was great. Okay, that's the Frozen Throne. I opened up like about 126 packs or so.
I had 82. Mm-hmm. And I told you, I texted, or we were on Discord, we were about to start. Can you imagine when we were kids, we were just kind of talking about this, like, the fossil expansion for Pokemon comes out. And, like, I think we, like, went to Whitnowers, got, like, 5 packs each. Yeah. Could you imagine sitting down with 100 packs of Pokemon cards, be like, all right, let's do this shit.
Man, it is funny. It is, it's weird, too, with Hearthstone, too, because, like, I can't imagine almost not opening at least as many as I did, because you do need a lot.
Well, keep in mind, there were 11 cards in those Pokemon cards, but a lot of it was, like, energy.
Yeah.
Get potions.
Get your energy in. A lot of scrub stuff. Now I'm stuck on that word. So we opened up a bunch of decks. We got some good stuff. I got a few Death Knights. I think... So, when you do the prologue mission for free, and you get a free Death Knight, we both got Malfurions.
Right.
In the card, which actually won the better one, so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of drop that thing in Jade or some other things, and you're kind of good to go. I also got the Thrall Death Knight.
I crafted him.
Mm-hmm. I got the Warrior one, which I'm not too keen on yet. I don't know.
I got it too. It's you just gotta because I also got Rotgut. You got him too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Which is the every time he's hit, it summons a legendary. I mean, if you can,
I guess I should make this deck.
If you can get a couple turns of that going, it could be great.
It's kind of skeptical.
It's also late. That's the problem.
That's the problem is that with Warrior, his hero power is really good in the late game. I don't know if you want to get rid of it necessarily.
Yeah,
a lot of the other hero powers are like clear upgrades. His is more of a side grade. Like you can almost imagine a class whose hero power was like a whirlwind effect for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe be a little overpowered compared to some of the other ones, but you can imagine it. Some of the other legendary. I always get the Paladin legendary every expansion.
You do. You're so a knack for that.
I got Bolvar, which is interesting because he wouldn't be that good. He's like a 1/7 with Divine Shield, but anytime when he loses a Divine Shield or anyone else, any other friendly minion loses a Divine Shield, he gets +2 attack. And so like he'll probably be a 3/7 at least. Mm-hmm. But the reason why he's good at Paladin is that Paladin does not have any other real 5 drops. So he kind of fits into the deck that way, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
Yeah, I got both Warlock legendaries. I think the Death Knight Warlock could be good.
It could be good.
In a control deck. But discard lock is just never going to be a thing. It's just, because here's what happens in most of the games I've played where I try to make this deck. Because the other legend, I forget her name, but it's for every card you've discarded, she gains an attack and she has lifesteal. So first of all, assuming you get her on the board, you have to hope she survives a turn so you can even use her, which is always a crapshoot.
Right.
But you always get in that situation where, okay, I mulligan my hand, I have a hand, and by the time I'm on turn 4, I have both legendaries in my hand. It's like, well, I don't want to discard anything now because I might discard them, and then I'm really screwed.
It's like they introduce some cards that you want to discard, but there's not really enough of them. There aren't enough of them that are really very good.
You know, what is there besides the Silverware Golem? Is there another one?
There's like Fist of Draxxus. There's something else. I forget. Yeah, so there's not. Yeah, the whole deck. I was kind of surprised that they had as many discard things in this expansion, but they're always kind of too expensive behind on stuff, they say. So Karazhan is probably still kind of new when they were making this one. Like, yeah, discard. What? It's kind of a problem with Warlock was the worst class by far in Un'Goro. So is this good now? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Death Knight Warlock along with the quest could work. You just need a lot of control.
Isn't the quest discarding cards?
Oh shit, you're right. I was just thinking of the reward.
Yeah, the reward's real good, but
yeah, never mind.
That was one of the worst quests too. One of the reasons why that class was so bad in that game. So kind of talk about some of the decks. I the first thing I made because we had Malfurion was I kind of took like the Jade Druid. And this is actually a Trump deck he made. It's called Big Easy Druid, where it's got a lot of the Jade cards, but it has just a lot of the high cost cards too, with the ramp and stuff. So the idea is you play a lot of things. You have Malfurion for kind of the constant value and stuff. And you also have that new, this is like the insane epic card, Ultimate Infestation.
Oh, that card's insane.
So yeah, for 10 mana, you deal 5 damage, anything, so it could be face damage, so it could be your burst to win even. So you deal 5 damage, you draw 5 cards, which is insane. You summon a 5/5, and you get 5 armor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a ton of stuff going on. So that card's really good. So, like, the whole deck is kind of built around, like, you know, the Jade stuff for, like, your kind of, your value. You get Malfurion for value, and then you have that card to kind of keep the gas going. So that's pretty strong. Then the other one that was pretty easy because I got the Thrall Death Knight was just kind of dropping him into the Token Shaman deck with the Evolve synergies.
Mm-hmm.
Put like a couple other the new cards in there, but that deck is pretty much just good to go.
Yeah, I literally
throw Thrall in there.
I literally just took my Token Shaman, took out Aya, put in Deathseer Thrall, and it's so fun. Oh my god, it's fun.
I think you might want Aya back in there though. I think you want to get rid of something else. Aya is such a good card.
I know. It was just like the quick, easy. Let's do this. I'm gonna like rebuild it because I want to get some more. There's the card that your end of turn effects trigger twice.
Yeah, that thing.
That thing combined with Manatide Totem and Primal Fin Totem. Oh my gosh.
Maybe.
Value for days.
Maybe. I is like my one reminder that Mishu's gadgets didn't happen a lot of times. Because like,
she is like the standout card from that expansion, isn't she?
Yeah, well, Jade in general. Like all the stuff with the RP, like Hand Buff didn't really happen. all the Kazaki stuff's already done, pretty much, because as soon as Rio Jackson rotated out, no more Kazakis. That's kind of the weird thing about that expansion was, like, yeah, there was a lot of that, like, Kazakis
the stuff, Reno stuff.
But, like, Reno was going away after that expansion, so it's,
I'm
like,
sure it all lives on very well in the wild.
Yeah, for sure. So that's been fun. Then I kind of took some of my old decks, like my Control Paladin. I used to, like, run the Stegodon Steed with, like, all the Silverhand recruits. Kind of got rid of that stuff for some of, like, the newer Divine Shield synergies I was talking about, and also I crafted Uther's definitely in there. It's interesting because, like, he has that hero power. If you get all four of the things, you win. But it's like the deck's not really like it's not like a cheese deck where you're trying to do that. It's just getting that 5/3 lifesteal weapon's really good, and also your hero power is 2/2s instead of 1/1s. That's real good.
Yeah,
late game. So hey,
what did you do? Like, you opened like your first batch of cards and you're like, I'm gonna buy 15 more. You got, like, four legendaries.
Got, like, three in, like, that last, like, 15 or 20 that I bought. It was pretty
nice. That was insane.
Well, that was a Prince, in my defense, but,
those Prince cards. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they're incredible. We just don't know it yet.
The 4-mana one might be okay. The 3-mana one, though. But they're probably not very good. Because, yeah. So the Prince cards are they're kind of like Reno effects, where it's, like, a restrictive deck-building thing. It's, like, the 2-mana ones. If you have no other 2-drops in the deck, when you play this, you give all your other minions +1/+1. But 2-drops are real important for tempo. Some of them are some of the best cards in the game. And if you don't draw that guy, then you never get its effect. Oops.
Yeah.
So, don't know about that.
So what do you think about, we got the prologue and the first wing of the adventure, which...
I've actually gone through the first wing of the adventure, but I did the prologue, and the prologue was fantastic.
Oh, phenomenal.
And it's basically a scripted event, like, you can't really lose it, yeah. But it's very funny.
Yeah, it sets up everything. It's so good, because, like, a lot of people wonder this, going to, like, Hearthstone's, like, silly Warcraft, but, like, how silly can you make the Lich King? So it's just, he's, like... playing Hearthstone to dominate the world. Like, that's his shtick. And he's breaking the fourth wall and talking about how good his deck is.
Right.
And it's really, really funny. It's pretty funny. It's very well written.
Yeah, it's good. And it's, I mean, I love... The whole expansion is really cool to me because, like, I loved Icecrown Citadel, Wrath of the Lich King, and since then, I've always played a Death Knight in World of Warcraft. And I've always kind of, like, wanted a Death Knight class. I understand why it can't happen, but it's still cool. So, like, even, like, Arthas's Death Knight cards, they're all pretty much Death Knight spells that, like, I've been using. And a lot of the other ones...
Mortal Coil and Frostmourne.
Right, and so a lot of the other things will show up elsewhere. Like, Defile is just, like, a Warlock spell and stuff. Like, Breath of Cinder Gosa is a mage spell. So it's like, yay, all these things are finally here. Because I played that class so much, I didn't even realize sometimes with some of the other classes that they were, like, all somebody that were based on their spells and stuff. So I was that all made me pretty happy.
So you didn't finish the wing yet? How far did you get?
I haven't started it yet because I did the prologue to get my thing, and then since then I kind of got caught up on deck building and playing standard.
The first two you have to build pretty particular decks. Right. Like, you wrote the story, so you know what's coming. The third one's a little bit more like, I didn't quite know what was about to happen, so I just went in with my token shaman and just kind of brute forced it to victory. I could have built something that made life a little easier, but.
Right. Well, yeah, so this one was the lower decks. The next one's, like, the upper, so I assume it's going to be the Professor Putricide, the Blood Mage Lady, the Vampire, and the Princes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's three wings. There's the blood, and they're kind of based on the different specs. There's the Blood Wing, which was the Vampires, the Plague League, which was Professor Putricide, and then the Frost Wing, which is Syndragosa. Then the last wing will just be a thing. Too bad they can't do, like, a Carstone version of the airship battle from that raid, because I love that.
Hey. Don't say no to anything. You never know with these guys. They might figure that out.
I loved that encounter. But you get a card pack for beating the...
Yeah, each wing gets you a card pack. And then the final reward is if you can beat Arthas when he unlocks with all 9 classes, you get Arthas as a...
I can't wait to do that.
As a portrait for Paladin. That's like, cool. Straight up Arthas, not Lich King Arthas.
Right, that'll be cool. And it's because each class is going to have a different experience with them.
Gosh, it's going to be hard because you got to... You have some, like, you have to do it all 9. That's just going to be crazy.
I really like that they kind of just put an adventure in the expansion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no different from the old adventure. It's just the reward structure is different, obviously. Yeah,
it's cool. It's just free.
Yeah, right? It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, because the adventures were fun, but it was kind of like, it was kind of annoying that, like, you had to play through to get the cards, and then, like, it was like you're buying cards because you paid money to open the adventures, but you didn't get the cards till later. And I didn't like how it was, like, it took a month for all the cards to come out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like every week there was like this weird kind of meta. Like the first week, like, oh, the adventure's out. We have 5 new cards.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see what they do.
Right, exactly. So I'm kind of glad. This seems like a much better sort
yeah,
of
this, and, idea. I mean, I think it's all upside. Like, we get more cards. We get them more frequently. People who like the adventure still get it. I mean, I guess there's the people who like the fact that they were spending their $20 and got, like, 4 legendaries, basically.
Sure.
You know, like, sure, okay. I mean, hell, they gave everyone a free legendary just for playing it. And it's, again, beating the prologue, like we said, you're not really beating it. You're just sitting there for a few minutes and laughing.
Yeah, it's not like a challenge or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell early on how good an expansion is. It seems like it's always great when the new expansion comes out because everyone's trying decks.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Because yeah, there's no, it's kind of exciting when there is no meta, where it's just like people are just playing things.
Yeah, and just see what works. See what happens.
And generally, that means that they're not playing aggressive decks as much. So, mm-hmm. like, you're not, like, worried about tech cards. Like, oh, Pirate War is real popular. Let's put in the Galaka Crawler. Or, oh, Secret Mage is popular. Let's put in Eater of Secrets. It's not mm-hmm. like that. It's just like, what do I want to play? That's fun and interesting. So that's why, like, that first month of an expansion is always really pretty cool. And then depending on the expansion, it can go kind of uphill or not uphill. It's usually always not quite as fun, but... Like, Angora was... I enjoyed Angora the entire time. I thought that was probably the mm-hmm. best expansion yeah. I've seen.
I mean, and again, I think we talked about this at the time. It benefits from being the first expansion in the cycle.
Yeah,
because
does.
With so many things going away, like, you're inevitably going to be using those
you're
cards.
You're using a lot of Angora. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do... I wonder even right now, I was probably putting in more Angora cards into my decks than I'm putting in Knights of the Frozen Throne cards.
Part of that's familiarity.
Deck. Sure, a
I mean,
little bit.
Similar to Old Gods, like, those are the two sets, like, I know. Like, I can identify almost every card. Like, going back to even Grand Tournament.
Grand Tournament.
I don't know what most of those cards even were. You know?
Yeah.
No one used them, and it just kind of came out in the middle
the
of the
Death
cycle.
Tournament.
It was weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Control Warrior. Pretty strong. It was Control Warrior and a Secret Paladin were kind of running crazy then, from what I can remember.
Right.
I'm sure there was some aggressive deck that was popular I can't remember right now, too.
Still miss my Tunnel Trog Totem Golem?
No. Tunnel Trog was a garbage card.
Oh, it was the best card.
Tunnel Trog
was so good.
I'm glad that they're pretty good about one. Like, the one... So they've been a lot better about one drops being too strong. The one that some people are a little worried about is that new Paladin, which is basically just Argent Squire with Taunt. And still 1 mana, so it's
yeah.
like a strict upgrade.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, hey, I'll take it.
We'll yeah, see. Yeah, you're not complaining.
We'll see. Although, the one thing I kind of like about it is that I want to try, at some point, the Paladin Quest with it. Because that's a good target for buffs, right?
Oh, sure. It's good survivability and everything, yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, so... Angora was fun pretty much the entire time. Like, towards the end, it was sure getting a little stale because it's 4 months
well,
in.
It was time.
Yeah.
They got their schedule
fun.
Down.
Still, like, I was still, like... And, mind you, like... There was one of the months I was, like, pretty high ranks. A lot of the other months I was playing a lot more casually. And when you're playing a bit more casually, you don't have to worry about some of the meta decks as much.
Yeah, like I wasn't so concerned. Yeah. Like, oh, I made this deck I'm going to try. Yeah. Usually, like, I'm going yeah. unranked because I don't want to
yeah.
screw up my spot. I'm like 16 right
yeah,
now.
You're
who
ranked, yeah, if you're, like, ranked, like, 20 to 16, I could still play my Death Rattle Priest, which is not, like, a meta deck at all. And still mm-hmm. win most of my games and have fun.
This is also usually when expansions are new for the first month or so is when I'm in an arena kick. Because it's a good way just to kind of see all the new cards.
I usually don't do arena at all until like month 3. I go to arena kind of when I get tired of the meta a little bit. That's why I did not play very much on Goro arena at all.
I didn't either because I don't know, like I guess I was just for whatever reason I was like I'd rather just spend the gold on packs.
Yeah, Goro was fun. I was like yeah, just like I was playing a lot of arena during Mishra's of Gadgetzan because I didn't really like that meta very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because that meta was just all Pirate Warrior and Kazakus. Pirate Warrior, this is like the only counter was to heal yourself for all the damage, so you had to play Reno Jackson, and there's some Jade decks.
Yeah.
It's like 3 decks, basically.
Yeah, Jade was the only thing I had working for me back then.
It's like Jade, Pirates, Kazakus, and it was just boring. And you just kind of now hope going forward that it's not one of those kind of situations mm-hmm. again.
So put on your Farsight cap.
Oh man,
what do you think's the next expansion? We got one more coming this year.
Yeah, it's hard to say because when they released that initial roadmap with the Angora thing, like the second one had some ice runes on it, which immediately made everyone think that the second one was going to be the Ice Crown Citadel expansion, and it was, but there was nothing for the third one.
Not even a clue.
Right, so I mean...
That you saw.
Right. So it could be anything. You would imagine something a little bit more lighthearted again, maybe. Here's my question. What do you like? Do you like it more when they just kind of go straight up into Warcraft lore? Or do you like it when they're like, Gadget Zern's like an old-timey mobster town?
I like it a little more when they go into, like, the lore and give it that Hearthstone spin. I mean, I think thematically, Karazhan still is, like, my favorite.
I guess maybe went a little bit too much sometimes. Some people don't like Karazhan, like, just becoming a disco party.
But even, like, Old Gods was good. It took some, like, established lore and WoW and just kind of, like, played with it.
See, I like Old Gods and I like this one. I like the way that it's kind of just... It's played kind of straight up, but it's, like, a way that they can, like, do things like reprint cards with different things. So, like, you had, like, polluted Loot Hoarder in Old Gods, and now in this one you have, like, the death versions of some cards and things like that. Like, you have, instead of Sorcerer's Apprentice, it's, like, the Doomed Apprentice or something like that.
I guess my issue with Gadgetzan, this is just the lore nerd in me, is, like, when I go into World of Warcraft, Gadgetzan doesn't look like that.
It
wouldn't fit there anyway. Gadgetzan is not that big.
Right.
Where's all this big city going?
Yeah, it's like I kind of get that, but I also really liked. I don't know. Maybe I do like it when they play a little bit shorter. Like Un'Goro thematically was one of my favorite. It was just kind of like, here's this area. It's got dinosaurs.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, like, what's an unused raid or area?
That's the kind of, I don't know if there's like a ton of iconic.
I mean, Darkmoon Fair.
We can't do a thing about that. I mean, there's still the Black Temple. I don't know anyone. Like, you already had Illidan. You could still reprint an Illidan card, especially this.
Could they just do like an Outland one, like an Outland theme expansion?
Yeah, you could actually. That's true.
Like the Dark Portal.
Yeah, I could see something.
That's
like that.
That's probably the best.
That makes
the easiest call.
That makes some sense. Maybe, yeah.
Does that like bring back Portal cards?
Portal cards. There's still maybe like what are like some of the iconic areas that we haven't really seen used. You know, you had Gadgetzan, you have Un'Goro. That's what's cool about Goro. It was like an area, but it wasn't like a super crazy economy.
What about this sort of theme? If it's like capital cities themed.
I was thinking about this, and I was thinking if there was, like, that might be the new card type. And you see this in other games, is like the location card.
Yeah.
Where, like, you play the Ironforge card, and, like, all minions have, like, +3 armor or something like that. Something kind of like that. I don't know what you would base that around, but I think that could be kind of neat, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Do, like, the cities of Azeroth.
It's funny you say that. I was literally thinking that yesterday. I was really thinking, like, the Ironforge card needs to just be, like, that hunter dwarf and his polar bear, like, looking at the Ironforge from that mountain in the intro.
Oh, and you play it and it plays that music?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, you have the Orgrimmar card, and, like, everybody takes 1 damage but gets 3 attack or something.
Yeah, but, like, what do you call that expansion? Like, it's kind of weird.
Greetings from Azeroth. Make it some cheesy, like, touristy travel thing. Have a gnome with a flying machine who's going to show you all the sights.
It's like one of the other, like, big iconic areas is Stranglethorn Vale, but that might be a little too similar
Un'Goro.
To Un'Goro.
Yeah.
It's pretty much...
almost the same thing. Pretty without, much just... without the dinosaurs, so... Yeah,
pretty much just the jungle again. Which, again, it's like... You already kind of have, like, a big gnome. You've had, like, a lot of gnome. I would like to see... another kind of mech expansion at this point.
Yeah, we've been so far removed from mechs.
I think Al'Jawar would have been a good thing for that. The only problem is a lot of Al'Jawar stuff has already been turned into cards in either Goblins vs. Gnomes or the Old Gods expansion, because the main boss of Al'Jawar was N'Zoth, I believe. Was one of the Old Gods. Yeah, I think it was N'Zoth. And again, it's also kind of another Northrend thing at this point. We've had, like, three Northrend expansions so far, because Noxramas was at one point in Northrend. You had this one, and you had the Grand Tournament was a Northrend thing.
We could do Argus. You could do Emerald Nightmare.
Emerald Nightmare. Well, that's like so. That leans so much to Druid.
Yeah, but you can still do it.
I mean, at some point, and it's not going to be the next one. There's going to be like a Monk expansion, kind of like how this was the Death Knight expansion.
Yeah, right? It'll always just be a Pandaria thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that's next.
No. But you're right. That will be coming.
Just like at some point, there will be a
Draenor.
Well, yeah, but the what is God, now I'm forgetting all the names of people with the new class from the last expansion. They'll get expansion too.
The Demon Hunters?
Demon Hunters, yeah. Demon Hunters will get expansion too at some point, but obviously not next. So, yeah, it'll probably be something we won't see. It won't be an obvious thing this right. one. But I would like to see mechs again. They've been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was that first expansion. It's funny because, like, none of them have been similar to the theme of the first expansion, which is more of a concept than kind of time to, like, a place or, like, an event or something like that. You know, because it's just like mm-hmm. goblins versus gnomes. It's funny. They're fighting each other, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing has really kind of been like that since then.
Yeah, true.
So, but yeah, but that's a while away. That'll probably be in December when that launches.
When did Old Gods come out? Was that like early, like that first week December?
Old Gods? You mean Gadget's End?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gadget's End was December, but I mean it's every 4 months issue, because that was the old kind of cycle. But this one, it'll be in 4 months. And so 8 plus 4 is 12.
That is true.
I did this math earlier.
Good job.
So that'll do that. So, all right. What else have you been playing? Anything?
Overwatch got its season update thing for Summer Games.
Yeah, which is neat. We've got some great skins.
You got the good one.
I got the Grillmaster 76, which is incredible.
That's so bad.
He drops a can of Diet Coke or diet soda of some kind. Actually, I think it's dark beer flavored diet soda. He drops that.
Everyone drink up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. I want the Sombra skin too, just kind of just like this sort of swimwear Sombra. Yeah,
I got the Tracer one from last year.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I didn't have a good Tracer skin, so that's good.
But on the PTR yesterday, they introduced Deathmatch.
Yeah, I watched you the stream you and Jeff did. That's interesting.
Too bad they couldn't put in the one I play where the first like so there there's one. There's Team Deathmatch and there's just like
straight up free for all Deathmatch.
I played the first one. I was Doomfist, which. To be fair, it's probably a great character for that, but I won. I was very excited.
It was Hanzo, just one shot. But it was
cool, and like so, yeah. Regular deathmatch, just 8 players play whoever you want, and you know it's cool because like obviously some characters are going to be better than that, but it's an arcade mode thing.
You're not gonna play Lucio in deathmatch.
Well, Lucio can constantly heal himself.
True.
But you wouldn't play a Mercy, and he probably
some guy was on team deathmatch.
Some guy, well, team deathmatch.
It was interesting how the Mercy res subtracted from your score.
Right, but like, so the regular deathmatch is cool because, like, all the maps are kind of, if the map's used for it, it's modified, so it's smaller. Mm-hmm. But regular deathmatch, they also have a new map, which is, it's like Widowmaker's, like, family estate kind of French castle thing. So, that was pretty, it was weird, like, running around there, being on your own, it, like, felt very different.
Yeah, sure.
But it was pretty neat. Again, Doomfist good there because it's very, most of it's small, indoors, yeah. Small corridors, just wait for people, hit them, they're dead. Yeah, and the other thing about that, so like, you know, with arcade mode, you get like 3 wins. Every 3 wins, you get a loot box up to 9.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to win to get the loot box credit. You have to be in the top half.
Ah.
So it's not like a waste of
loot boxes everywhere.
Right. Yeah. The team deathmatch is 4 versus 4, which is so slow, smaller teams. And yeah, it's kind of these smaller maps, but yeah, it's a very different kind of a. Meta going on there. You still probably like want a healer, but it is cool. Just like, yeah, just kill people. And like, you respawn so much faster. Mm-hmm. You don't respawn in spawn rooms. You kind of like, it has like the smart spawning thing around it. It is like you're playing like a Quake kind of a very.
Yeah, that's wild. Right. It's funny. Like, this is a feature.
Yeah. And then, there's some big buffs coming to some characters. No nerfs. There's, the biggest buff, I think, is to, Junkrat, where mm-hmm. he can now hold. Two of his kind of throw mine things, like the detonated ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do some burst damage with that, but you can now like use one to launch yourself, and when you're in midair, release another one, use it immediately. You can go flying. You can even, if you want to, put one on the ground, then wait for the cooldown twice, launch yourself, then use it twice while you're in midair. So like Junkrat's mobility is going to go up. That's huge. Really, if this change stays.
That's like Wile E. Coyote shit.
It's crazy. Like I was in a Eichenwald in like in that middle castle area. Like I could go over the castle from one side of the map to the other. It's insane. I mean, it's great because you can like just kind of get behind enemy lines now, and like, you know, you can get behind that Reinhardt shield, that Risa shield, and like really you get up to those real high areas. I mean, I feel like this change is going to be pretty strong for Junkrat. You might That's be seeing awesome. More of him.
That's awesome.
And also his tire, his ultimate, goes faster now. Because his tire felt a little weak for a while. Because
everyone knew to target it. Everyone knew. Yeah.
Like, can't get the tire. Yeah. So, plus it makes him so vulnerable while he's using it. Orisa, fire rate is faster, so more damage. But That's also good. The shield that she drops is much bigger now.
That's good.
Much bigger. So that one's pretty good. Small buffs for Widowmaker. Less smaller cooldown on the grapple hook. Also, people affected by the Venom Bat Mine, you can see them through walls, which gives that a lot more utility.
Yeah.
Then Roadhog. So the Roadhog nerf was pretty controversial. A lot of people think it kind of ruined the character where you couldn't do like the one-hit combo anymore.
Right.
A lot of people kind of wanted them to change it back. What they're doing instead is that he can now use his self-heal while moving, and while he's using it, he takes 50% less damage. So survivability is a lot better. The concern that some people have is, like, one of the problems with Roadhog right now is that he just feeds the other team alts, right? Because they can just shoot him. It's easy. And this doesn't really fix that problem. It might even make it worse. Yeah. So we don't know if this if Roadhog's in a good place or not or whatever yet.
It's not like I don't see people, you know, not playing him. I did watch...
not competitively, but...
No. We're
not
I was going to say, so I watched the replays of the semifinals for the Overwatch World Cup.
Yeah.
And it is funny. Every team is just Genji, Tracer,
Monkey,
Winston, D.Va. Like it's they were all the same. Ana was the healer.
Ana, probably somebody else, right? Mercy or Lucio? Probably Lucio. Well, no, maybe Zen actually. Zen's probably popular right now. I think.
I can't really remember who the healers were.
But
yeah, it was very much like all the same characters.
Yeah, I mean, that's competitive. Like, some people will, like, look at that and go, oh, but that's competitive meta. It doesn't really apply to us too much. But yeah, it's funny. Like, Monkey is real popular right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty strong. So it is interesting that they were buffed. I'm glad this patch are buffing characters, not, like, nerfing ones. They're not like, oh, Winston's shield is worse or something like that.
That's not fun.
I should talk about, man, I should play a lot of Blizzard. Yeah, it's pretty much
right?
A lot of Hearthstone and anything.
Get that StarCraft remastered pre-order in.
We did play something we can't talk about. Yeah, we did play something we can't talk about next week.
I can't wait to talk about it.
If you know us, you'll probably look at a release schedule, figure out what it is. That's why we're excited for it.
Yeah.
But,
last night, I'll just to tease you, was, I think, one of the most fun nights of couch co-op gaming we've had in a decade.
It was great.
We were having a blast.
That's great. All right, everybody. So, yeah, we'll talk about that next week. I'm going to D.C. for a little trip. That'll be fun. I don't know why I'm telling people that. If you want to stop me.
I am live streaming the Buffett concert tonight because he's not playing Pittsburgh this year.
Is that like a video last year or an audio?
Video. No, they launched Margaritaville TV this summer.
That's fun. When is that happening?
Concerts at 8.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Vinny.